What's happening locally? The news.
And it is that time for us to take a look at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. And believe it or not, it's our midweek look. Doesn't feel like it though, does it? The plenary session of the National Assembly approved in the afternoon of this Tuesday in the third and final debate Bill 329, which regulates situations of conflict of interest in the public function, which had been objected to by the executive. The bill received 56 votes in favour, informed the Secretary-General of the Assembly, Kibian Panay, after reading the result of the electronic vote. The legislature accepted the veto and made the corresponding modifications. In this way, they returned it so that the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, sanctions it, and thus it becomes law. Gabriel Silva, independent deputy and proponent of the project, said that the changes requested by the executive were made, which were in form. Well, today it is important because one of the most important transparency laws is approved, he said. He went on to explain that this proposal was built and supported by the various benches and with the participation of various entities, the judicial body, the advisers of the plenary and the organised civil society all participated. A fairly consensual bill, he added. This is the example of an important advance that we make towards a more transparent government management. This type of legislation, which is eminently preventative, is common in many of the states of Latin America and the world and demonstrates an important commitment of this government and this assembly in fighting corruption. The project has at least 30 articles that define what a conflict of interest is, characterizes its scope to include not only public servants but also individuals, and assigns the control and supervision of functions of the subject to the national authority for transparency and access to information. The fundamental tool of this bill is the affidavit of particular interest. The norm establishes an extremely strict regime of sanctions that includes fines for up to 6 months of wages to the regulated entity and as a punishment in the respective disciplinary processes for cases in which there is an undeclared conflict of interest, the dismissal of the public servant. Despite the legal actions, the lack of proponents and the citizen rejection, the mayor of the District of Panama, José Luis Fábrega, included the construction of the new seafood market in his list of projects to be developed in the year 2023. In the session of this Tuesday, the mayor managed to get the Municipal Council of Panama to approve an agreement so that the projects that were to be developed in 2022 continue their execution in 2023. This is as part of the investment budget with funds from the decentralization. It is a list of more than 70 projects, among which is the questioned seafood market, which has been the subject of several lawsuits. In fact, according to the municipal agreement approved on Tuesday, only that project has an allocation of $25.8 million for 2023. For this year, $17.2 million had been allocated, but the tender was declared void after two reception acts were held of proposals without receiving offers from proposing companies. During Tuesday's session, the only two mayors who rejected the agreement were Guillermo Bermudez and Ricardo Dominguez from Don Bosco and Bella Vista, respectively. Bermudez argued that with this agreement, the investment budget for the 2023 projects was approved for Fábrega, without this document being previously analysed by the Finance Commission of the Municipal Council of Panama. That very well could have been discussed when the mayor presents the budget for income and expenses of the municipality, but now it will no longer be necessary. He hasn't even executed this year and is already committing to next year. It seems that he is uncertain about what he can or cannot approve of his bench at the end of the year, he said. Well, for his part, Fábrega indicated that in October they will present the complete budget for 2023, but the projects that could not be executed this year are being postponed until 2023, since this is allowed by the National Decentralization authority. Well, the new seafood market, supposedly to be built right next to the current one, has not only received no offers from interested companies, now it does not even have the land for its construction. Last Thursday, it was learned that the Third Administrative Litigation Chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice agreed to the provisional suspension of a resolution of the Ministry of Economy and Finance, which authorised Fabrega to use three fincas of the coastal strip to build this new market. There is also a protection of guarantees against the agreement of the Municipal Council of Panama that authorised Fabrega to convene the public act for the construction of the new market. The Emperor was granted on the 13th of May by the 18th Civil Court. The Minister of Education, Maruja Corde de Villalobos, highlighted on the morning of Tuesday that more than 80% of the school population returns to the classrooms after the teachers ended their indefinite strike. However, Corde de Villalobos recalled that in areas of difficult access, the return to classes will be progressive due to the displacement of educators. She added that in the settlement of the strike, the entity had already foreseen this gradual return in some sectors due to the maritime and air transport of several groups of teachers. The second quarter will run until Friday, the 7th of October, while the last quarter will run from Monday, October the 10th, to Friday, the 30th of December of this year. Before the indefinite strike, the Panamanian school year of 2022 was scheduled to end on the 16th of December. A bill that establishes more dissuasive controls on companies listed in the Public Registry of Panama was presented by Minister Hector Alexander in the National Assembly. Paragraph 2 of Article 318A of the Tax Code indicates that in accordance with the applicable laws and regulations, the Public Registry of Panama will suspend the corporate rights of the legal entity that remains without appointing a resident agent for a period greater than 90 calendar days after resignation or removal. Now, the same measure is taken if the company falls into arrears in the payment of single rate for a period of 3 consecutive years, prior order of the General Directorate of Revenue of the Ministry of Economy and Finance. What is new? Well, now it is that if there is a reluctance to comply with the obligations of the legal entity during the 3 months after the expiration of the term to comply with them, the competent authority will order the Public Registry of Panama to dissolve the company. Once a company is dissolved, it must proceed with its liquidation in accordance with the provisions established for such purposes in the laws of Panama. The latest report of the expanded program on immunization of the Ministry of Health reflects that Panama exceeded 1 million doses against influenza in 3 months. Vaccination against influenza began on the 25th of April after the Ministry of Health received 1.5 million doses. Now, according to the health authorities, 1,006,585 doses have been administered to date. Of the total doses applied, 758,305 were placed by the Ministry of Health or 248,280 by the Social Security Fund, the CSS. To date, the Panamanian health authorities have only registered one case of monkeypox, and this person has already overcome the disease. On the 4th of July, the Gorgas Commemorative Institute for Health Studies confirmed the first case of monkeypox in Panama. That day, it was reported that the case corresponded to a 30-year-old man, Panamanian, who had contacts with visitors from Europe. Israel Cedeño, director of the Metropolitan Health Region, confirmed that this person overcame the disease 2 weeks after it was reported as the first case of monkeypox in the country. He did not develop any symptoms and very few injuries. Traceability was done and he was infected by a traveller. Here in Panama, there was no close contact or suspicious cases linked to him, Cedeño confirmed. And Panama made history and qualified for the FIBA Under-17 Women's Centro Basket for the first time, which will be played next year, and secured the gold medal at the Central American Under-16 tournament after winning the tournament undefeated. At the close of the FIBA Under-17 Women's Central Basket Qualifiers, the Panamanian national team sealed the title undefeated by beating the local Nicaraguan players by a score of 66-50 in a match that was held at the Alexis Arguello Sports Complex in the city of Managua. And that's it. There's our look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's Breakfast Show.